This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For 3 weeks, federal prosecutors in Birmingham have detailed what some might see as the dark underbelly of state politics in the trial of a coal company executive and two attorneys. Those attorneys, Steve McKinney and Joel Gilbert of the law firm Balch & Bingham, along with David Roberson, a coal company vice president, are accused of bribing a state lawmaker. Prosecutors say it was an effort to stop the Environmental Protection Agency from expending a Superfund toxic cleanup site in North Birmingham. The coal company, Drummond, could be responsible for some cleanup if that happened. State Representative Oliver Robinson already pleaded guilty to accepting bribes and was a key witness for the prosecution. They rested their case last week. So for an update, we turn to Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, there have been a lot of witnesses so far in this trial. The ties among all these players can get a little confusing. But overall, what's the case that the prosecution has been making that this bribery occurred?
Right. Well, essentially, what they're showing is through emails, other documentation, and Oliver Robinson's statements himself, they are trying to prove that these three gentlemen bribed Oliver Robinson to use the mantle of his office to fight the expansion of that Superfund area, both in North Birmingham and with state regulators who he went down and appeared before. And the crux of that whole case is, was he hired as a state legislator? And that's what they're trying to prove.
In these emails or in Robinson's testimony, how explicit is this language? Because, you know, in some cases, language is used so that there's plausible deniability.
Sure. And I'm quite sure the defense will focus on that plausible deniability as we come in coming weeks. There is a lot of discussion in emails and documents about what they're trying to do. They're hiring him as a public relations consultant, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the most damning testimony so far has been documentation that showed that Joel Gilbert, who was really the prime mover of all of this among the defendants, requested that a letter that he, in fact, drafted for Oliver Robinson, he specifically said it should include language that he's a state legislator when he was trying to appear before a state agency. So it was clear from his testimony or from his evidence, from his emails, that he was hiring an office holder and not just a public relations firm.
Well, the defense will start their case today. What do you expect them to say?
It's a very difficult case. And frankly, if I were sitting in the jury box, I'm not sure if some of the things that I would see as wrongs amount to bribery, which is what they have to show. If you're defending the vice president of Drummond, for instance, you can say, hey, he hired a lawyer to protect him and to serve his interests. And if that lawyer failed him, then that's on the lawyer. So that's a pretty good defense that you can make. And for Steve McKinney, who was the boss at Balch & Bingham, a lot of the emails and the documents don't necessarily reach to him. Some do, but in a far more limited way than to Joel Gilbert. So you can, his lawyers can say, hey, you know, it doesn't get this far. He didn't have knowledge of this. There's nothing you've seen that show us that. And with Joel Gilbert, it's a little more explicit because he was the tip of the spear in this. He was writing letters for public officials to use as their own. His defense is going to be a little tougher.
Well, taking a step back, 3 weeks into this trial, what stuck out to you just as an observer?
What sticks out is the fact that the defense contends that this is essentially business as usual. It's how politics gets done in Alabama. It's how people are persuaded in Alabama. And I think ultimately, when I look at this trial, the reason I find it so interesting, even though a lot of other people do not, it is because it represents so much of how things get done in Alabama and how so much corruption has been done in Alabama. And for that, I think people need to pay attention.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. John, thanks for the update.
Thank you.